Because it's necessary. You know, it is necessary. It's necessary for me to talk about mahogany girls. Okay? Matter of fact, let me get all the information up because, you know, ain't nobody scared of y'all. For real, though. Ain't nobody scared of y'all. I want to talk about mahogany girls. I want to talk about BKZ t-shirts. You know, when I get to naming off initials, sometimes y'all just pray my strength. But anyway, let me tell y'all something, man. It's a new year. It's a new season. I know y'all hear that all the time, but it's just absolutely the truth. It is a new day. It's a look. Every day you wake up, God's mercies are renewed in your life every day. Okay? So you got up on this fresh Monday morning on this Martin Luther King Day, breathing. You might be aching, but you're alive to feel them aches. So you need to just go ahead and be grateful. You need to go ahead and be grateful, you know, and smile. Because some of y'all wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Your face, toe up, turn up. Look, and I'm talking about myself because I'm not a morning person. I'm not a morning person. My husband, let me tell y'all something. Since we're going to talk about this, I am not a morning person. But my husband, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. He will get up. Hold on, y'all, because I might have to. He gonna get up, baby, and he gonna say, baby, he gonna cut all the lights on from the front door to the back door. Well, this house is not front door, back door. It's like from side to side, from one side of the house to the other side of the house. All the lights gonna be on. You understand me? But hey, I'm not a morning person. He be looking at me, my eyeball, look, both my eyes be swollen, my nose be looking like a bell pepper, my hair be matted to the side of my head. You understand me? It's just not for the faint of heart. To see me in the morning is not for the faint of heart. But that's why I'm not a morning person, because I just feel like you shouldn't even try to look at me in the morning. Give me to 10 o'clock, you know. Give me to 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, it's going to be all right. All I'm saying. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into some businesses. How about that? This is Billy Cook, all about the money, man, right here on 5926 Cents.
That's how they do it, Skip. Yo, Skip. Tell them about that life, man.
When it's all about the money, man. Living life to the fullest, man. Got them wrong, they'll say my name. Got that wrong, I'ma call, man. It's all about the money, man. Living life to the fullest, man. Doing 90 in a wide frame. Get your money and get out, man.
I'm living a life in the fast lane, rolling like a superstar, big game, with tricks up my sleeve to pull nothing but black pieces and rabbits out of my hat. Fuck yeah, and don't choke, cause the life I live, I see it floating and you're breathing it, and it's so smothering, and your nostrils wide open, so abstract, it hurts when you're feeling it, got your visions blurring, you ain't coming true, get out of my way, I'm trying to count my money, I ain't acting funny, the game chose me to be an inspired ghetto narrator. I'm faster than a speeding bullet, more power than a locomotive, and the life I live, and the life I breathe is in the fast lane, is in the fast lane.
Money makes the world go round, I'ma spin to keep busy, I'ma get y'all dizzy, y'all know what being broke did me, I know it was wrong, but you know how much hope selling, gimme, with this here, pay a couple bills, it's some meat and bread, have a couple meals, you think I really give a f*** about what you feel? Right now, Walgreens showing up another pill. And my son, happy about a happy meal. Happy that his pappy ad really rapped for real. And I ain't eating, I just made a half a meal. And I'm still hungry. You ever ate a half a meal? Cut the bullshit, cause it could get uglier than old black lack of furniture. I'm here to punish you, each and every one of you. Even with the gun on you, I swear to God, the run
on you. Y'all about the money, man. My name. Got that wrong, I'ma call my name. It's all about the money, man. Living life in the fast lane.
about my money. And I'm so super sunny, call me Big Money. Got me more chips than Frito-Lay, and I got more whips than Kunta Kinte. Doing 90 on the freeway with the top down, with a breezy on the side and a caramel brown. Mama thick and the hips super slim in the way.
Hypnotic green eyes, let me get a ski shot.
They're home when times no nickels ain't quarters. When you're rolling with a player, just place your order.
Welcome back. That was Billy Cook, y'all. Gotta get that money, man. Gotta get it. Look, listen, y'all know about that Instagram. Like, them reels on Instagram ain't playing with y'all. Yeah, they got one video on there that say, I take Cash App, Venmo. Yeah, did it say even EBT on you? Ain't nobody playing, y'all. Look, we're in the time of independent business owners, black owned business. Not just black owned business, just entrepreneurs, just everybody taking their gift, talent, and doing what they do, you know, and get paid for it. And I find a lot of people don't want to pay the price. You know, they want a deal, they want a hookup. You understand me? That's my home girl. They want the home girl and homeboy discount. But I always tell people this, you know, when I go to pay my light bills, they not going to do the homeboy and homegirl hookup for me. You know, when I go to pay my water bill, if I don't pay that whole water bill, they're going to cut that water off. You understand me? Hi, Mr. Daniels. Hi, JD. You ain't kidding me. Look, let me tell you. And they send you warning. They send you a yellow slip. They send you a pink slip. Then you just...
Then they don't talk to you.
Then they don't talk to you no more. You got to talk to them.
You won't call them, though.
Which brings me to the next Instagram song that I love. Put some respect on my name. Come on. Come on. Look, it's so many variations. Oh, put some respect on that bill. True. Square business. But the bottom line is we're in a time where people are working for themselves, so they can't afford to hook you up because their business pays their bills, okay? People don't just start businesses just to be starting businesses. Come on. So let's get it together. All right, you're listening. We're going to talk about, today is Etsy Business Spotlight, and I will be back with Mahogany Girl Studio. All right, so make sure you keep it locked right here on 5926 Central.
Yeah. I got a lot on my mind.
Taking one day at a time.
I gotta get what's mine.
One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Taking one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. I got a lot on my mind. Taking one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine, yeah.
yeah. I'm doing niggas like Kobe. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me. Don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On the beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me. And we gon' catch us a homie. Man, I be acting they grimy. Words I do like a signing. I saw your bitch in the comments. She said she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Don't like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be first. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not trying to be the same.
It's these niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm creeping up slowly, like I'm riding in a stoli. Pray my homie never folding. If I'm out, you know I'm holding. Switching lanes, real smoking. If she see me, she gon' ride me. Treat a nigga like a Harley. I ain't new to the bopping. Niggas mad tryna copy. I just wanna get some sloppy. I don't let hoe niggas rhyme me. I know you hate that I'm honest. Paint sweet like pumpkins. Eat the beat like dumplings. Hop out the porch, I start running. Put some respect on my name. All of my heart and my pain. That's what I put in this game. I'm coming in with a bang. We do not play by no chain. We'll swing through anything. I'm not worried about no fame. I'm just tryna make a stain. Never mention my name.
These niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah.
All right, that was Cash Men. You can follow Cash Men on Instagram, Facebook, and I just believe Twitter. I'm not sure, but I know that he's on Instagram. And let me tell you something, he's coming out with some new stuff. And I promise you, you want to keep up. All right, let's get into these exhibitions. Now, just be real with you. Etsy has changed the game for a lot of small businesses, whereas you have to push all your merch yourself, you know, all your products yourself. Etsy has set up a powerful platform where you can start your business, start off slow, start off with one or two things, you know, and I'm telling you, it's an awesome situation. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Mahogany Girl Studio. Mahogany Girl Studio started in the pandemic. Do you hear what I'm saying? When everything was shutting down, jobs and business, all that stuff was shutting down. Mahogany Girls, I met with the owner, which is my sister, and we were talking about different ways to make money. Nobody wanted to go back to work. Let's just be honest about it. Nobody wanted to go back, punch a clock, and wait for a check that wasn't paying you exactly what you are worth. Okay? So, she came up with the idea of Mahogany Girl Studio, where you get pre-drawn canvases, pre-sketched canvases, outline canvases, sip and paint kit. You get them, you know, as individual kit, paint kit. You can get a lot of different variants. You get it with if you have your own paint, then you just order your canvas. If you don't have your own paint, it comes with the kit, brush, paint, all that good stuff. Even a little example of how it looks when it's painted. Okay, now Mahogany Girl Studio sales have reached 7,498 sales. So We're highlighting Mahogany Girl Studio. Mahogany Girl Studio is also a proud sponsor of My Gospel Soul and all the stuff that we do. If you go on the site, you'll see a lot of reviews on Mahogany Girls. One of them says, this picture is dope. I love it. Then another customer put, this was me all day about my money. And she, you know, displayed what she ordered. Then you got another review to say, I always love my kits once they arrive and shipping is so fast. So she's a repeat customer. Okay, then this is a perfect for a paint and sip. Love it. So her business is taking off. She has a lot of nice designs. If you love to do sipping paints or, you know, paint parties or whatever, this would be a perfect place for you to stop by on Etsy. Remember, when you are entering the name, do not put any spaces. It is Mahogany Girls Studio. All right, again, Mahogany Girls Studio. All right, y'all listening to none other than 5926 Central. And today with Queenie, we're gonna keep it rocking. You listen to a little bit of Billy Cook. You listen to a little bit of Cash In. Let's see what we have by none other than Marcel Casanova in a few minutes. So I want to play something by this poet. And her name is His Poet, okay? And the name of this is called My New House, right here on 5926.
I put new window panes in old wooden frames. I put new shiny knobs of gold on creaky doors that reeked of mold. I put a pretty pink linoleum floor over a foundation that was rotten to the core. It looked so pretty for a little while, and then it all became broken somehow. I put all my money in this project, though it seemed like failure, I was subject. I was so mad. I stood up and put my hands on my hip. I went into my room to pray because I was about to give God some lip. Because I just spent all this money and now my house has crumbled to the ground. Well, I need to know something, so me and God about to go round for round. So when I prayed, I bitterly asked why to my God. I had worked so long and my feelings were scarred. My house was gone and I cried and I cried and I cried. I worked like a dog. Ugh! I was so sick and tired. And he said to me, little child, old wineskins is not fit for new wine. And your old skin is not fit for your new life. God, what are you talking about, my old skin? I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I'm not living with no man in sin. He said, yes, that's true. But there are some things you have changed, but to fully understand what I have for you, you need to do more than rearrange. My eyes got big as they blankly stared. I was lost for words. God had the poet verbally impaired. He laughed and said, daughter, you've dropped some things and picked up others. You seem to forget my name is Adonai. I know all things above and under the covers. And at that moment, my heart filled with sorrow at all he had said. Still stuck in my own self-righteous sin, and all I could do was drop my head. So I sobbed deeply and screamed, then take my life, God! No temptation can touch me when I'm dead. And he calmly patted my back and replied, no, but I'll show you how to live your new life by my will instead. And it was at that moment my skin began to shed. It was cracked, bloody, everything around me flowed red, and the pain was unbearable. Well, almost. Because I endured it with a great hope of my new life in my new skin, living outside the bondage of sin. A wise poet once said, a new house built on fertile land could never reap the harvest if the old one still stands. Every part, old and new, shall be torn down, yes, eternally crumble, and you'll look at it and say, what a tragic waste, what a fumble, and did I fumble? Dwelling in a holy matrimony of voluntary abasement, so I needed to be broke down. It feels good to finally face it. So I get up, no hand on hip, no giving of emotional, self-consumed lip, and I pray, God, I have a request. But first, I must offer loving gratitude for the way you see, because through an old broken house, I discovered what was yet unbroken in me, but I need you to break me, reshape me, and remake me. Please, God, rebuild, heal, and yes, fill me. I've opened my hands freely to release my old so I can travel the path Jeremiah 29:11 foretold. Amen. And would you imagine, I met that wise poet just a few years ago, and in the mirror she exclaimed, ah, girl, you're a new house now. You may grow.
Now that was good. I don't know about you, but that did something for me. That is his poet. Before we get into anything else, definitely want to let you know what's going on in your weather. If y'all know like I know, or if you live in Houston, you already know. Even though you got your ear to the street about this weather, you so always blow your mind. How about that? I know sometimes I just want to put a rain jacket or umbrella, a big coat, a small sweater, a flip-flop, sweatpants. You just never know. And you want to always be prepared, because in Houston, you can go in your job and it's freezing cold. Come out and it's raining. Get home at 94 degrees. That's Houston. That's Houston. So let's just get into this. Well, let's see what's going on in Houston. Okay. It's Monday night. It's 51 degrees and it's clear. For Tuesday, it's going to be mostly sunny early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. But Tuesday night is going to be mostly clear early in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Warmer, lows in the upper 50s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Then most cloudy with a 20% chance after midnight. Colder, y'all. In other words, get ready. It's gonna be cold. Lows in the lower 40s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. With wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. That is your 3-day forecast. This is Monday. And let me tell y'all, it has been a Monday. But that's all right. How many of y'all out there celebrated MLK Day? Let me tell y'all something about Martin Luther King and streets that are around Martin Luther King in Houston, Texas. You know what? I ain't gonna even go there. I'm gonna just play some music for y'all. Let's see what we got. Next song I'm gonna play for y'all tonight, because I know y'all picking up a lot of sound in the background. So the song I'm gonna play for y'all tonight is by, let me go to my favorite. Your very own me, Queen. It says Jesus loves me. Right here on 59-20.
Been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
on the wall.
Why would you take a chance with your soul like that? Put a gun to your head, Russian roulette like that. Die and find out Christ really did live like that. And I'd rather live for God now, die then, see if it was a lie like that. So just believe that for you, he died like that. Resurrected on day number 3, hands full of power like that. To this day, the world he died for chooses to reject him like that. I choose to believe that he loves me enough to keep me from hell like that. Why live your life in unbelief, dying in regret like that? Fire and brimstone while you burn, begging for water like that. Now it's too late to go back and tell everybody it's for real like that. For eternity, you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I believe like that? Find yourself longing and wishing you can get to heaven like that. Man, hold up. Lord, all these people, they ain't trying to hear all that. Look, can you even imagine what hell must be like? I know, I can't either. But I come to the conclusion that it's just hot like that. Tell you what, gonna continue to live through Jesus Christ like that. I ain't trying to find out how hot hell is like that. Gonna fast like that, gonna pray like that. Gonna continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world like that. I spit this poetry because he carried the cross on his back like that. And was burned down with the sins of the world, past, present, and future like that. But you still want to be puffed up full of pride like that. Knowing good and well you be having that dream where you falling like that. But you wake up just before you hit the grind. Flat like that. Sitting in bed with a cold sweat, trembling full of fear like that. At a fork in the road with a decision to make, should I go right or left like that? Well, if you go right, pick up your cross daily and follow him like that. But you a gambling man, so you take that wide road on the left like that. More people over here than over there, but God doesn't deal with logic like that. So what's it gonna be? The road less traveled? Or I'm gonna go over here where everybody else is at? Decision, decision. Just remember, majority does not rule in this case. In fact, read Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Jesus lays it out for you real flat. I hope these words pierce your soul and cause your mind to react in a positive light, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Getting mad at me won't do you no good. I'm just a vessel he uses like this. Don't kill the messenger. Take that up with God, because that's just how it is. Yeah, just like that. Man.
Don't let nobody, no situation, dictate how your day gon' go. Cause I know sometimes you can have a bad day, but if you wake up in the morning and you just say, I'm gonna have a good day today no matter what, I think you'll be alright.
I'm feeling
real good. That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. I'm feeling real good.
I've been moving this thing in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. I done hopped up early in the morning feeling good. I'm blessed with another day to see my neighborhood. Just to walk outside and see the sunshine. I gotta keep in mind that I could have been blind, so I can't complain about nothing. I got to get up, move around, and do something. I can't sit still, this still ain't the will of the Lord. I got to have faith and work hard, and seek ye first. Get everything I need, get everything I need in this world to succeed. Right in front of me, it's my destiny, and all my promises are from G-O-D.
I'm feeling
real good. That's why I woke up early this morning.
I know it.
I woke up early this morning. I'm feeling real good.
I've been moving this thing in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning.
Sure.
I woke up early this morning. Yeah, you know we all got haters.
Yep.
We all know people that are dirty, greedy takers.
That's right.
So why you loving that money? He would never ever leave us. He would never forsake us. See, now I'm not afraid of the world. I ain't scared of no stones, real mortals try to hurl. And see, and now I ain't worried about you. Worried about all the evil things you gon' do.
Move around, man.
Just move out my way. Ain't got time for what the devil gotta say. Ain't worried about this, ain't worried about that. Ain't worried about the past, cause the past will hold you back. I'm feeling real good.
That's
why I woke up early this morning.
I know it.
I woke up early this morning. I'm feeling real good.
I've been moving this thing in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. Hallelujah, I'ma say amen.
Amen.
Life's too short, you can't let it fall apart. Just put it in God's hand, cause he be in command. You gotta stay focused on what he's saying. Listen carefully, he'll show you the whole plan. And watch your life get better. All the unknowns in your life will get settled.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yes, yes,
I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess
I'm feeling real good.
That today is gonna be a good day.
That's why I woke up early this morning.
I know it.
I woke up early this morning.
I'm feeling
real good.
I've been moving this thing in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning.
I'm sure.
I woke up early this morning.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yes, yes,
I must confess that
I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess.
It's a good day.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess.
It's a good day.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess.
It's a good day.
That was Q Stone. Listen, y'all need to go check him out. He's on Google, Google Music, Google Play Store. He's on Amazon, I believe, and iTunes, I believe. Not sure, but I know he's on Google Music. So you need to go check it out. That song right there, I used to wake up to. That song right there, I used to wake up to. Do you understand? To get me going, to crowd, or I guess you'd say dissolve all the negative feelings I had going on or thoughts I had going on. I just started off, today is going to be a good day. So again, y'all, look, play this episode over and over again. What you need to do? I'm going to tell you, you know, that song right there. It was wrote. Well, to me, it's a we say in church, speak those things that be not as though they already are. So once you got a song like that playing in the morning, that's set the atmosphere for your day. Okay, so go ahead and get that on Google Music. Well, I've enjoyed being with you all tonight. It has indeed been a great, great show. Love talking to you. Remember that the Etsy business highlight of the night is Mahogany Girl Studio. Go check it out. She got some awesome things coming up. I can't tell you. She started off with marker outline canvases. Now she has pencil canvases, okay? But she has something else she got coming up. So y'all need to make sure that you are following Mahogany Girls Etsy site. Another business highlight is the Wacky Crack Shop. The Wacky Crack Shop is a baby of My Gospel Soul t-shirt shop, but Wacky Crack Shop has its own t-shirt shop. You need to go check that out. We have a website. If you put in the Wacky Crack Shop, you'll find us. Okay, Google us. We're on Facebook, Wacky Crack T-Shirt Shop. We have a shop here in Houston that we're putting together. It's not 100% the way I want it right now, but it is in the making. If you go to my Twitter, which is Queenie Daniels on Twitter and Queenie's World on Twitter. Queenie's World on Instagram, but the Wacky Crack Shop or Queenie Daniels on Facebook. I'm everywhere. You look, like I say, everywhere you want to be, I'm everywhere you are. Okay? So I'm just a couple of characters. Come on. Oh, wait. So y'all need to go and check out both shops. Wacky Crack Shop has shoes designed by me. The graphics are designed by me. We have bomber jackets. We can do dog tags. Listen, it's so many things that we can do. You need to understand. Don't get lost. Don't trip. Just come on and check out what the Wacky Crack Shop is doing. And remember, when you're on Etsy looking for the Wacky Crack Shop, it's one, you just put all the words together, capital T-E-H-E, Wacky Crack Shop, capital W, capital C, capital S, okay? Get you some shoes, get you some, we have latte mugs on there. We have journal books on there. I have the Jive Turkey collection. Listen, we have Slick, we have Flipper, we have Oh my God, we got the Dice Man. I got me some Dice Man shoes. My husband bought him some Jive Turkey Converse shoes, but Converse style shoes. And listen, we got even a shoe design called Sweet Jesus, and it is fly. You have to go check it out. All the art is done by me. I got some more stuff coming soon, some new characters coming soon. So y'all need to go ahead and become a collector, because I'm telling you, if you don't get it now, as soon as it really blows up, you're going to be like, man, I should have got it at the price it is right now. That's right. So go ahead, check out the Wack and Crack Shop on Etsy. Listen, y'all, I love y'all. And if I had it my way, but I have to eat, sleep, and go to work, if I had it my way, I'd just be on here talking to y'all all day long. Why? Because I can do that. I'm telling you, I could talk forever. But I'm not even going to take y'all through that. I'm not going to take y'all through that. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. It's been a wonderful show for y'all tonight, with y'all tonight. Make sure you tune in every Monday night. We have a show at 7 o'clock, which is called 219. That the guys, the crew will be back on the air next week at 7 o'clock on Monday. Then we have, of course, 5926 Central. Tomorrow, we have Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle and Prophetess Tebow. On Wednesday, we got Sisters United. That's right, where I'm interviewing women from all over the globe and just inspiring, empowering, and encouraging women to be all that God created them to be. On Thursday night, we have Bible study, straight up. Eagles United Ministry Bible study, straight up. And then Friday night, again, it's Bustin' Loose in Faith. Saturday, yes, right, y'all, it don't end. Saturday, we have Fitness with Ray, okay? Fitness Evolution. Hopefully, you can get on there and check out what he's talking about when it comes to fitness. And JD's Man Cave, that show is to be announced. We will let you know when that show will be resuming in the future. We love you all. We want you to remember, as part of the My Gospel Soul Network, stay true to your gospel soul. Glory to God. And remember, who cares? God cares. He cares all about you. Now let's move on, go get something to eat and stop playing.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Yeah. what you say, we keep the faith and pick up on my mama that she's holding on, praying every day until she goes back home.
No matter what path we take, no matter what choice we make, no matter who comes and goes, I'm a cook for sure.